Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. M.R. Number 688. What We Must Do to Receive the Well Done. You have but a little time. The judgment is to sit, the books to be opened, and every man to be judged according to what is written in the book. And how stands the record? Have you been trying to maintain a dignity? Have you been trying to fasten the attention of people on you? Or have you been seeking to follow Jesus, to walk before Him in similitude of mind? Have you felt that God has given you talents of importance, and those talents are not to remain just as He gave them to you? They are to be improved. One has ability to take care of a farm. The merchant has ability to take care of merchandise. And is it to that will be said, "Well done"? It is. If one conducts his business on the strict rule of honesty and right, then he will earn the well done from the master. But is it to end there? No, there is a greater work. What have you done for the master? What have you been doing in order that souls might see their duty? What have you been doing to bring souls to the master? If you have been doing the work, and you can bring sheaves to him, you will have the well done. What are we to do? Very many here have become connected with the world. Christ says, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil." John 17, verse 15. It is a constant guardianship. It is to stand as faithful sentinels. It is to have everything connected with us sanctified, the powers which God has given us in order to press humanity, in order to elevate, to ennoble. For Christ said, "I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified." Verse 19. To do this work, it will be constant watchfulness, constant care. They must be as those who are constantly watching and guarding themselves, that they shall not offend God. 2. 1885, pages 5, 6. Sermon in the Battle Creek Tabernacle, July 25, 1885. White Estate, Washington, D.C., January 25, 1979.